might have wished. But anyway, here goes nothing. So, the first thing, I guess, there are some very important things that we're not going to talk about just because of lack of time. One is the fascinating shita of the Ra'ah, that we should say Tam Ke'ikr, that we should say Hanan in Shari Surin more than Hanan by Basa B'chalav, which we could talk about maybe during Seder. I think it's a fascinating shita, though it's against everybody else. But we don't have time to talk about it. We don't have time to talk about the Rambam. So again, the Pashup Shad is the Rambam doesn't hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, because he didn't say it anywhere. Though the Ramban remarkably claims that he does, based off of his Psak and Mikvos, and the fact that he paskins it by Bas B'chalav, which is, again, quite astonishing, because the Ramban himself agrees that there's a chiluk between Bas B'chalav and Shari Surin. You see, ad kedei kach, how far the Ramban goes in terms of the Shita that there is, that this is nothing to do with Tam K'ikr, that he thinks that basically from the Rambam's Psak and Mikvos we learn Hanan by Shari Surin, but nobody else learns the Rambam that way. Again, there's more to talk about Shitas Rambam, we're not going to do that. The next Shita we're not going to talk about is the Ravid. The Ravid has two remarkable Chidushim in our Sugya. The first is that we only say Hanan Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino lo batel. He says, if you look all around Shas, you will never find anywhere where the idea of Hanan is applied outside of Rabbi Yehuda. And it only makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ravid itself is very hard to understand. Reading his words is hard. He even leaves off Akash on himself. And this Ravid is quoted, it's in Machos Asuros, it's also in the Ramban. The Chidushe Ramban quotes this. And there's a lot to say and try and explain why it is. The Ramban himself gives two explanations for the Ravid. Reb Chaim has a famous explanation for the Ravid. The Chazon Ish, I think, also does. But again, that's we're not going to do. The other Chiddush that the Ravid has in the Sugya, which may or may not be related, is that we don't say Hanan by Lach B'lach. And this is something that the Ramban takes very seriously, though he ultimately doesn't like it, as we mentioned last time, because of the Mishnah Mikvaos. And not only that, but we actually do accept it lahalacha of the Shas of Chak. The Rama in Simin Kovav says that even though we paskin Hanan by Shari Surin, by Lach B'lach, by Shari Surin, we will be Mekel, B'makom Hefsid Meruba. So Derech Agav Ha'ara, which is that when the Rama writes that something's mutter behefsid meruba, so in his Hakdama to Taras Chatas, he says that means that he really thinks it's mutter mikradin. Otherwise, you can't just be makel b'makom hefsid meruba. It's not an application of Shasat Chak Somchan al Das Yachad. He thinks it's really mutter. He's machmir elsewhere because of Kvodan shall we shown him. So b'makom hefsid meruba, you could follow the ikradin, which is an interesting ara. Maybe we'll get back to it. So what exactly is the reason for this Ravid? So, if you look at the Ravid as quoted, there actually, you could see the Ravid inside. It's a Tshuvas Ravid, according to Mem Deim. But for now, we won't look at that. The way it's quoted by the Chachmei Sfarad, like the Rashba and the Ritva, is that, and the Ramban, is that, I'll just read you the way the Rashba quotes it, but you have the same idea, I think, in Malvachach Meisvarad. The Ravid Kasav de Le'amru Hanan, Ela B'Isser Balua B'Chaticha, De Kevan Shnasantam B'Chaticha, Ve'en Mamish Isser Ze Yotze Umis Arev B'Chatichos Ha'acheros, Ela B'Zu, Harehi Kinevela Atzma. That the idea is that the Mamashus stays where it's absorbed, and doesn't leave. And that's the basis of Hanan. The Ravid's Hanan is very similar to the Rashba's Vart, that even if you don't hold of Hanan, a piece that became Aser stays Aser. It's a similar idea. And that's what they always focus on, the Chachmei Sfarad, when quoting this Ravid, that Ein Mamish Iser Zeh Yotzei Mis Ariv. In other words, it relates to the fact that there is not equal distribution when it comes to a Nisr Balua, and that's the basis for Hanan, that there's some type of permanent and inseparable relationship between the Isser and the Heter when it's Nivla, and that transforms the Heter, which is the basis of Hanan. Whereas when it comes to Lach Belach, so then there's always equal distribution. Right now it's 3%, but you add some more, it'll be 1%. There's no permanent association, and therefore there's no transformation, and that's why we don't say Hanan. That seems to be the focus of the Chachmei Sfarad in their presentation of the Ravid. Might be the Ravid Lishitaso also. We'll get back to this when we do Tzadi Tes, but in his Sugya of when we're Choshesh Keneged Kulo, and when not, whether it's Bolea Kulo, he's Machalik between something that's a permanent transformation, that's the Chiddush between Kalim, and why you might think that Chal is different and the like. The Ravid has this idea, and we'll see this idea in a number of places. We see it maybe in the Rashba here, even Laman de Amar Eshel Sochto Mutter. We see it in the Ravid, we'll see it in that Sugya of Chal. This idea that the difference between Lach Balach versus Isser Balua, because of rooted at least in the Metzius, that there's not equal distribution. The Lumdus may or may not be the same. If you look at there are other Rishonim, like the Mardachi, who also hold of this idea, but they seem to make the idea, namely, that there's a distinction between Hanan for Lach Belach and Balua, but they give a very different reason. The Mordechai says it's because we only say Hanan by a Chaticha because it's Chashivos. Hanan is a Lachore, this is a Tzvar de Rabbanan. Hanan b'Shari Surin is the Rabbanan. Interesting how we would apply this to Deraisa. But Hanan is only when there's Chashivos, and therefore it's only when there's a Chaticha. So Lach Belach, there's no Chaticha. This is reminiscent of the Yireyim quoted by Tosos on Sadi Zayin, that we only say Hanan. We don't say Hanan by Klipa because the whole Chaticha, it's not the same Sfar, but it's reminiscent, similar ideas. And that's the way the Mordechai says it and the like. When you look at the Beis Yosef, he puts the two together, and you get the impression that he thought that they were saying the same thing. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger, though, points out that this is on the Shach Simen Kuf Vav Sifkat Yodalad, and the Chavos Das also points this out. I think it's pretty obvious when you read them that really they are two different Svaros. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is on Kuf Vav, is my recollection. Let's see. Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly. So, let's check.
Just for the sake of the recording.
Let's see. Are you right? You're probably right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. So you're probably just, so Tzadi Beis, Rabbi Akiva Eiger on. Thank you. On Sifkat Yadalid, as well as the Chavos Das, point out that. The Chavos Das is also Tzadi Beis, Sof Sifkat and Yud Beis, that these are two different Svaros, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that there'll be nafkaminas between these two Svaros. One nafkamina, he says, if the piece that became Nevela was then either melted or put into a blender or the like, so if it's out distribution, then it will now be evenly distributed. Anyway, Ayin Sham. Also take a look at the Gra on the Sifkat M'chav Beis. And he gets another Svara based off of the Ran. Yeah.
I think this other Ran in the Sefer said undercurrent for all of the Svara, that you would mix it up with the Chatichas Nevela. Like it's a Zera onto an actual Chatichas Nevela. So anything that doesn't look like a Chatichas Nevela wouldn't.
And okay.
That's clearly the distinction between these two.
Okay, good. So, Ayin Sham for Nafkaminas. But L'chover, they are very different Svaros, which is fine. It's two Rishonim, or groups of Rishonim, that came to the same conclusion for different reasons, but hence they'll be there'll be practical differences between the two. Okay. The next thing that I want to talk about, we'll get back to Hanan for a moment, but this is a decidedly not Hanan, which is the Chiddush of the Rashba that we just mentioned, which is that even though the Rashba thinks we don't paskin Hanan by Shari Surin, nevertheless, he thinks that once something became Usser because it was Boleya Isser, and at the time that it was Boleya, if there was Nesin Astam, this piece remains Usser, and therefore, even if it got mixed up with a lot of other things, let's imagine you have a potato from the Chalent, had this, and the Balaam meat in it, so the potato's Usser, and then, because it was Mekabel Tam Nevela, and then you go ahead and you mix in the potato with 100 kazesim of broccoli. So obviously the broccoli, well, let's say better. Let's say the potato was boleya, the potato is a kazayas, and it was boleya, a half of a kazayas of nevela. In the chalent, there was only a piece of nevela that was a half a kazayas, so couldn't have possibly been boleya, more than a half a kazayas of nevela. So then you mix that potato in with a bunch of broccoli. So if you hold of Hanan, then you'll need 60 kazesim of broccoli. And if you did, the broccoli's mutter. If you don't hold of Hanan, so you only need 30 kazesim of broccoli. Great. What about the potato itself? Let's say there's even 60 kazesim of broccoli. So that's where the Rashba says that the potato, because it was once Usser, remains Usser. Now, and the Rashba says explicitly, this is, even if you don't say Hanan, and this is not what the Gemara refers to when it says Efshel Lesochto Aser. What the Gemara means when it says Efshel Lesochto Aser is that even if the Isser and the Heter would be totally separated, they would remain Isser. And we, who don't hold of Hanan, certainly do not hold of Efshel Lesochto Aser. Even if you hold of Hanan by Basar B'chalaf, or even by Basar B'chalaf, where we do hold of Hanan, we might not hold Efshel Lesochto Aser. But certainly we don't hold of the opinion, we, for Shari Surin, don't hold Efshel Lesochto Aser. And that is not the topic. Even the opinion that says Efshel Lesochto Mutter will agree that once a piece becomes Usser, because it was Boleya Tam Shel Isser, it remains Usser permanently and forever. And that's even Lamanda Amar Efshel Lesochto Mutter. It has nothing to do with Efshel Lesochto. Now one of the tricky things that comes out is that this Chiddush of the Rashba is sometimes called Efshel Lesochto Usser. But it's not. And the Rashba never... The Rashba is always clear. He never calls it Efshel Lesochto Aser. For example, the Shach and the Gra both refer to this as Efshel Lesochto Aser. And that's because it's like Efshel Lesochto Aser. But it's definitely not Efshel Lesochto Aser. And I guess you just have to keep your eyes open. I don't think it's usually ambiguous what it's being referred to, but take note of that. Okay. So now, and the Rashba says, because this halach is only true when you're dealing with a piece that absorbed Isser. It does not hold true for Lach B'Lach, as we explained. That's what the Rashba says. Now, what is the reason for the Rashba, for this halacha? So, this is not so clear. For example, and we'll go back to the Rashba's side, but just to highlight the ambiguity, the Beis Yosef asks on the Rashba, why would it be that this is true? Why don't we just taste it? This potato that I went ahead and I cooked with 100 kazesim of broccoli, right? So the Rashba said it's aser. So why should I aser it? Have a kvela, take a bite. And assuming it doesn't taste like nevela anymore, because all the time nevela that it was bole, it was polate, so it's going to be mutter. We don't hold of chana. So you see that Beis Yosef initially understood, and this seems to be the Tor's understanding of the Rashba, and maybe the presumably also the Ramah's understanding of the Rashba and the Darkei Moshe, we'll get there. But the Beis Yosef, at the very least, initially assumed that the Pshat and the Rashba is that there's a chshash that the Tam Isser Shabala will always remain. The piece of potato was Boleya Tam Nevela, and maybe once food is not like Kalim, right? Kalim Hagala works. We assume that when you do Hagala Nekli Shabala Isser, all the Isser that was Balua, that is Balua and Nekli, goes out. But that's Kalim. Ein Hagala B'Ochlin. Ochlin are more sticky, the Rashba says in one place. They hold on to what they absorb to a greater degree. So it's just a chash. That's the pshat in the Rashba. Now, if that's true, then the Rashba is only saying a chiddush in Metzius, perhaps, that we're choshish for that, but there's no chiddush in Mahalacha. Everybody's going to agree that if there's a concern that there's Tam Nevela still in this piece, it's going to be Usher, Tam Kirker. There's no chiddush Lahalacha if that's all the Rashba's saying. All the Rashba's saying is a chiddush in Metzius, and hence the Beis Yosef says, so, well, that's the only concern, so just taste it. You could have said, well, maybe it's not equally distributed even within the piece. So the guy tastes the left side, and there's no Tom. Maybe there's still Tom in the right side. Beis Yosef thinks that's unreasonable, and that's why he rejects this explanation of the Rashba. But that's the first option. Now, if you accept this option, it's obviously very simple to understand why it is that this halacha won't be true for a lach b'lach, because the Rashba is simply a metzius that there's unequal distribution, and the unequal distribution remains unequal, so there might be nesinas tam. It's a chash of nesinas tam, and memela lach b'lach, obviously, that metzius is totally inconceivable, so therefore we don't apply this chiddush for lach b'lach, and everything is very simple. It's also easy to understand why the Torah would reject this. It's a machlokas in the metzius. But then the Beis Yosef says he doesn't think this pshat is right, because if so, then just taste it. So rather, the Beis Yosef says that the second option in the Rashba is that even if we know that the tam has been niflat, there is no tam left in the potato. The potato definitely does not taste like nevela. Still, it remains unkosher. Why? Presumably it's going to be some type of kamdina, that since we paskened on this chaticha, that it's aser, mishum tam kikar, it remains aser. Ein bitul ela b'tchilas ha'taroves. I don't know, you could say different ways of putting it, but some form, we'll consider maybe different options in a minute, but some form of kamdina. And therefore, now, the Rashba explains that lu yitzuyur, you were to extract the iser entirely, then it would be chozer leheter. This kamdina doesn't create a chalos on the heter that's 100% permanent. That might be true l'man d'amar efshel l'sochto aser, but not l'man d'amar efshel l'sochto mutter. So even the man d'amar of efshel l'sochto mutter holds that as long as there's a mashahu of iser remaining, it remains aser li'aylam. And then the Rashba is telling you a very big chiddush l'halacha. It's not just a chiddush in metzias, it's a chiddush l'halacha. That's what we noted last time, that the Rashba's eshel sochto mutter is very similar to Tosfos's eshel sochto aser. And that's the second option to explain the Rashba. Now, if you take this pshat, then you're going to have to work a little harder to figure out why it doesn't apply to lach. We'll get back to that question, but it's no longer obvious, because maybe, since, you know, if it's kamdina, so if I have chel of nimoach that gets mixed into my tomato juice, so it's aser kamdina, it's aser al tam kikar chora. Again, we wondered about that last time, but the Pashup Shad, it's Aser Al Tam Kikar, the whole thing is Aser. And Memela, if you think that's true, so if I go ahead and add another 31 kazesim of tomato juice, why all of a sudden does it become mutter? So, well, there's answers to that question. We'll get there, but all I'm pointing out now is that you're going to have to work harder to answer that question. It's not obvious, whereas if you hold to the first pshat in the Rashba, then it certainly is obvious. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you want to do this, but the Kamdin is Bara, why would the fact that the world was left in it, like why would that matter? I mean, Kamdin would say even if all of it was left.
Good. So that's exactly. So we'll work on that maybe. But that's what you're going to have to explain. That's the difficulty. What you'll have to answer to that question is the easiest way to answer that question. There are other ways, and I think some Achronim say this, is that it's a Svarin Bittel. And if all of it leaves, you don't need Bittel. In other words, he doesn't hold of Hanan. So the Hatter didn't turn into Nevela. But something along the lines of, again, one variation of this in the Achronim is to say that the Rashba holds Ein Bittel ala Betchilas HaTaroves. You only say Bittel at the Tchilas HaTaroves. So if you didn't say Bittel originally, because it was no St. Tom, so then the fact that it's diluted, there's nothing triggering the Chalos Bittel. Of course, if you wash it out, if it's totally gone, then it's mutter without Bittel. And that's the Svara of the Rashba. And if you say that, you could try to explain, once we're at it, the question of why it wouldn't apply to a Lach B'Lach, because maybe over there, we see this as a new Taroves. Meaning to say, there's a new Tchilas HaTaroves. In the case of the Chel of Nimoch that got mixed in with 30 kezesim of tomato juice. And now you add another 31 kezesim of tomato juice. So this is a new Taroves. And in this Taroves, it happens to be one part the Chelev, 61 parts tomato juice. And now there's a new Taroves, a new Bittel. Whereas within the Chaticha itself, and this is a Chiddush, he could have said, anytime I add more Heter, it's a new Taroves. But he's saying, no. Since there's unequal distribution, so within the Chaticha itself, we see it as a unit in itself, in and of itself, its own unit. And as its own unit, we can no longer say Bittel, because Ein Bittel ala B'tchilas HaTaroves. And that would be the explanation. So that's one way to understand this second interpretation of the Rashba. Okay. Other questions? No. Good. Yeah, right. Because and that's precisely because everything equally commingles and the like. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. So having considered the two theoretical explanations of the Rashba, is there any evidence in the Rashba itself about this question? So the truth is that they are really mashma'uyos lakan ulakan. And in fact, the Prima Gadim throws up his hands and says, it's a steer in the Rashba. There's no way to be miyashevit. The Rashba says both things. So the Prima Gadim himself is forced to conclude that, so then which one were you going to paskin like? So he has a theory that we'll paskin like the later one. And, well, I'll get to the Rayos and then I'll tell you the way he paskins, how he comes out. So just to say some of the Rayos are stronger, some of the Rayos are more, maybe a Natiya in one way or Natiya in the other way, but I don't know how mukhrach they are. One example, and I put these, if in the Makoro sheets I sent you at the beginning of the year, I sort of numbered them. There was one A, B, and C are all the Rayos for the first Mahalich and the Rashba, and 2A, B, C, and D are all the Rayos for the second Mahalich and the Rashba, all within the Rashba. But just one example, a couple of examples. Hilkach, Ein Lahat, this is from Chidushim of Chesamid Beis. Hilkach, Ein Lahatir Chaticha Rishona, Shebala Isser, V'yesh Batam Isser. Vafilachi, right? This is his presentation about Chiddush. You can't be matir even when it gets mixed in with more things. Sounds like because of the tam, right? Ein lahatir, after it gets mixed in with more things. Chaticha rishona shebal iser v'yesh batam iser. Vafilu hachi hivadai pshita de'ein anasa nevela laser shar chatichos. In the Torsavayas Aruch, he writes, Hilkach, Ein Lahatir Chaticha Rishona Shebala Iser V'yesh Batam Iser Avol Mikol Mokom Pshita Diatzma Ein Anasis Nevela And earlier he said, Lefisha hikvar nasra ha'isr ha'nivla betocha eno yotze umisari v'marote v'chatiho shvigveros. Again, very much sounding like the first pshat. In the Mishmeres Habayis, he writes, Ma'ashen gemizna v'alua, di'efshir v'shum panem l'sachto b'yadai mamish v'achshir v'achshiro, v'im timtza lomar shem etztarefes v'machatiha atzma levato l'sa'isr shvalua betocha, ma'atema ha'goreya shetama v'amar minayin l'cha shalachar mikan yamod b'isuro, v'af al pi shematza shafilu b'kchal de'eno oser el midir abanan. Fine, you want to make a havavila mipnei jesua kechaticha alfayez belua viser shehi kenevela shelo lach so lahati lacha bishula achmiru afilu b'chal azu kevela kol shekin chaticha lua miser shehi shlomar kein. Good. So those are some of the rayos for the first pshat. Yes.
Especially since Rishonim will use the lashon of tam mashu. What is in v'yish b'tam? The possibility of going to any remnant of the Dover Osir?
Yeah, very dochak. Maybe. One mahalich is to try to say dochak pshatim to say no. There might be very good mahalich, but it's certainly not the pashup pshat. Certainly, the pashup pshat is v'yish b'tam iser means there's tam iser, not there's mashahu of iser.
He gets so upset about the ra'ah for saying the word tam doesn't mean tam.
Right, okay. Even better? Good.
Is this connected to the ra'ah of the sheet, though, that Shari certain if there's tam, then we're machmir, like, the loich miro, and there's no nosim tam, and the mushroom of the Torah's bias, we spoke about last time? Loich miro, there's no nosim tam.
Well, that was a vart within the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who he's rejecting.
Right. If he's tole it on Nosin Tam, Loech Miru, it sounds like he's learning it as a din Rabbanan.
No, I don't think so. That's true within Rabbeinu Tam. That's for sure true. In his understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, Hanan Bashar Yisurin is the Rabbanan.
That's not connected to this.
No.
His own sheet,
if this first pshat is right, so the Pasha pshat is, it's a chash d'araisa. It's a chash d'araisa. What about the second pshat? So here's the Torah Sabayis HaKatzer. Torah Sabayis HaKatzer is where the best rayos for the second pshat come from, which is why, as I mentioned, that the Prima Gadim argues that since he wrote the Torah Sabayis HaKatzer after he wrote the Torah Sabayis HaAruch, Kiyadua, that's what he says. It might be like explicit. He might like write at the beginning and refer to his Torah Sabayis HaAruch and say, "Now I'm going to write a shortened version of this." But he just says Kiyadua. I don't know how it's Yadua, but it probably makes sense, right? Usually, yeah. You'll write a short version after you write a long version. It would be very strange to like write the short version and then like blow it up into this gigantic piece. I don't know. So that he doesn't address which one is first, but maybe. Maybe that's true. But at least in between the stevers between the Katzer and the Aruch, so the Katzer was written afterwards. So that's why the Prima Gadim thinks it makes more sense to say that he was Chozer. And therefore we would follow the Katzer, which is L'chora Chumra, though we'll see, maybe not so Pashut. So in the Torah Sabayis HaKatzer, he says, Mikol Makom, Im Naflu L'Basof, L'Kedei Racher She'ish Bashishim, Kedei Levat El Isra, B'Lua Shabbat, Ein achaticha be'atzma chozeres lehetera, lefi she'iser sheba ein nifla legamrei mimena, ve'ein nifla b'toch haheter shepegedera. So, you could.
Is it wild cherry pepsi or wild cherry pepsi? Meaning, is it ein nifla legamrei or is ein nifla legamrei?
So, you're a good ha'ara. So the pre-Megadim at least assumes, and I would also certainly have read it this way, but that might be a way to try to go back to the first Mahalich and say even the Katzer holds of the first Mahalich. And I agree, it's ambiguous. I think this is perhaps more ambiguous. The easier Mahalich is going to try to will be probably to stay with the first pshat and stuff the Katzer into the first pshat. But the Pasha pshat reading is, and this is the way the Prima Gadim reads it, is he's saying that the reason why this is true is because it's not niflat lagamre. Of course it's niflat. But there'll be something which remains. Likewise, in the Mishmer Sabayis, you have a lashon like this. You had both Mashmalios in the Mishmer Sabayis, but which might support your contention. But he says over there, "Kshenafla b'keder acheres ein anu yodim shenischat mimena kol ha'iser," which sounds like nischat mimena iser. And probably most of it. There's not even Nesinas Tam. If there was Nesinas Tam left in it, so you wouldn't use a Lashon of Ein Anu Yodim Shenischat Mimenu Kol Ha'eser. That's not the question. The question is Ein Anu Yodim Shenischat Mimenu Kedei She'ebo Nesinas Tam, or something like that. So this Lashon of the Rashba and Mishmer Sabai sounds like Pshat B. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, it sounds that way a little bit. Shechaticha Shebala Iser Ve'ein Ba Levata Lasa Iser Yev Shalach Zolativa Li'aylam Sheharei hi atzma nasra bevadai machma shebala. Va'af al pi she'ata marbe alea kol hayom hi bisur omedes di'af she'lamod al isra baluam yata mitochem lav. Beginning sounds a little bit like two. The end sounds a little bit like one. Later on in that tshuva, sherei lo nasar tav shel zem machmas bala ela machmas taroes. That's explaining why lach b'lach is different. So, Ayin Sham, even in the Chidushim, you have mixed messages. Now, the Lashon of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Kovav, one nafgamina that the Prima Gadim raises is, would you say this for Bala Heter? If you say that it's some type, the second shot, then of course it would not apply, right? Let's say, go back to the Chalent case, right? So my Chalent is kosher, actually. And then I go ahead and cook that the chalent potato, which has tambasar in it. I cook it with lots of other noodles. The potatoes are kazayas, and I cook it with 100 kazayas of noodles. So now, obviously, the noodles are mutter, but the potato will be mutter. Because, after all, why not? Why should the potato be awesome? Why should the not mutter? I should be able to eat it with cheese. I meant to say, sorry. I should be able to eat my chalent potato with cheese, because whatever blios were in it were nisbatlu. Right? If you only hold the second chiddush as true and not the first chiddush. In other words, we'll assume that there's no longer nisi nastam when you cook it with 100 other kazesim, but a mashu will remain. Okay, great. But there's no kamdina over here, because there's no chalos fleshiks, right? You don't even need bittul, right? Even if you said this verse, ain bittul b'tchilas ha'taroves. There's simply no tambasar here. So if there's no tambasar in the potato, you could declare whether it's bitulis or l'chatchil at this point to cook it in with cheese. Pashem Shad is it's already been bottled. But certainly if you put cheese on it at this point, b'diaved, it would be mutter to eat your potato chalent with the cheese on top. Right? Whereas if you hold it the first shot, this certainly would not be true. There's not going to be any difference between iser and heter. And the truth is that this is actually paskind. It's a tshuvas maram milublin, simen chavches, which is cited and more or less accepted by the Shach in Tzadi Bei Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and the Taz, Tzadi Vav Sif Katan Hei, the Magen Avram, Simen Taf Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Lamed Ches. We'll get to it a little later. But they all hold that if you have, listen to this, you go ahead and you cut an onion with a with a fleishik knife, let's say. So we're going to treat the onion as fleishik. And then you go ahead and you cook it in a bunch of vegetables, right? Vegetable soup. Put the onion, cut with a fleishik knife, into your vegetable soup. And the shishim keneged the onion. So now you could eat that onion together with mochiks, because it's a terabala. Right? That's what he says. Shach taz magen Avram Maran Lublin. Seems quite clear that it's like the first pshat. And if you look over there, the kresi uplesi.
Second pshat.
First, second. Yeah, thank you. Second pshat. Happy you're awake. So, kresi uplesi, simen tzadi dalet sif katan vav, says the Maran Lublin is totally wrong. Tzadi dalet vav. Based off of the first pshat in the Rashba. And the truth is that the formulation of Ein Hagalah B'Ochlin, with the Shach says, sorry, the Rashba says in the Mishmeres Habayis and in the Chidushim, sort of sounds more like against this Maran Lublin. According to Maran Lublin, there's Hagalah B'Ochlin legabe milchiks and fleishiks. There's just Ein Hagalah B'Ochlin legabe iser. So say, okay, yeah, Hagalah means lahatir iser, right? But that's what they say. So they fully endorse the second pshat, which maybe makes a lot of sense. After all, the Beis Yosef thought the second pshat is correct also. I saw in the Megillah Sefer, which is, if you're looking for a nice contemporary Sefer on these inyanim, I don't usually look at it, but whenever I do, I always get a hana. Now, sometimes I think he's right, sometimes I think he's wrong, but it's a nice Sefer. So, in Simen Kavav, so he argues that, I guess this is quite a reasonable conclusion, that you have to say that Rash beholds that there's Tuch Shashos, and they're both true. Mm-hmm. Whereas once you're going to say, like the Prima Gadim, that there is actually a Stira, an easier conclusion is to say that they're both true. One is that we are Choshesh, that Tam is Nishar B'chaticha, and that would be a Chumra Chshash Deraisa, right? And the source for that is from Kral, that we assume by Kral that it's lo niflat kol chalvo mimenu. At least that's the way the Rashba seems to understand the sugya of Kral, maybe not like Tosfos, but the Rashba's understanding of the sugya of Kral. So, and that's why the Taz on Simen Kuvav and the Gra over there also both say that the source of the Rashba is Kral. And that makes sense for the first pshat. And theoretically, according to this, if this was the only concern, maybe the Beis Yosef was right. Kfeila would work. And that's a chshash deraisa. The Rashba also holds that even if there is no tam, let's say you had a kfeila, but rather kol zman shelo niflat ha'iser mimena legamrei, it's still aser. And that would be l'chora din derabanan. Maybe you could say it's the right. Pashup Shad is that's a din derabanan. And according to this, if the second din applied, in other words, but you weren't concerned about the first din for some reason, let's say a guy tasted it, so, and then it fell into a second kedera, so then that piece will remain aser, but it won't have the capacity to aser anything else, right? If you hold to the first pshat, so it fell into another kedera, it would aser other things. If you look, Rabbi Kiva Eger also, and Shuva Madura Kama Simen Mem Samach Zayin also, it's very fascinating, Shuva, we won't do it now, but he also seems to take for granted that we're choshish for both of them. If you hold to the first pshat, you could wonder if it's a vadai or it's a suffek. In other words, if it's a chshash, that may be nishar botam. Is it a chshash vadai, or is it a chshash suffek? So, this is an interesting question.
What is the word chshash vadai?
Is it certainly nishar bo nesinas tam, or it's a suffek? Maybe nishar bo nesinas tam. The Noda Yudah, for example, assumes like the first pshat in the Rashba, and therefore he says that it's a suffik, and whether nishar botam, and therefore it's bechlal asfek sveka, or suffik drabban lakula. Let's say you have a taroves min bimino, right? This chalan potato that was cooked with a broccoli, so it remains aser, right? Now, according to the first pshat in the Rashba, why is it aser? Because shamar nishar botam. And then, so that's something derisive, fine. But then it gets mixed up with some other pieces, right? Min bimino. And there's rove, but not shishim. So we know that midaraisa, min bimino is batel the rove, but midrabanan yud shishim. So it's going to be mutter, al tzafik derabanan lakula. Or if it would be mitzvah to a sfeik sfeik if it got mixed into other things, right? In other words, we treat it as a suffix. So he says like this, for example. Let's say if you tasted it. So just one sec. So that's what he says. That's what Nodir says. So nafkamina for sfeik sfeika, or suffix drabanan lahakel. Let's use an isa drabanan, right? It was bolea isa drabanan. And then it was cooked with a bunch of other stuff. So, and you don't know, did it leave or not leave, right? So we would say, Safik Drabban Lahakel, that's what Notav Yudah says. He says, that's all great for Sfardim, though, not for Ashkenazim. Why? Because we hold of Hanan. And the Shach points out, Sifkan Beis, that if you hold of Hanan, it's Pashut, that it's going to remain Asar. So none of the Kulas. He has this whole pilpul to be matir based off of this Rashba, and then he says at the end, oh, but we're stuck, because that's only going to be true for the Rashba. But if you hold of Hanan, then for sure this is going to be true, even if be'ofen vadai. Where is the Noda Yudah? You saw it. It was quoted in the Pesach Tshuva. Simon Kufaf, the Pesach Tshuva Sifkat Nalef, quotes this Noda Yudah. It's Madura Kama Yoredeya Simon Chaf. It's a great tshuva.
I don't know so much about chashos, but what would be considered a chashash vada?
That's a bad lashon. Don't be so medayik in me. No. It's a bad lashon. Does when the Rashba says it's asur, is because he says that we assume that certainly nishar botam, or is it asur because maybe nishar botam? So nafkamina would be if the tam is derabanan. If it certainly was nishar botam, then even if it's derabanan, we'd have to be mako machmir. But if the Rashba is saying we assume for sure nishar botam, so then even if it's a derabanan, it would be lachumra. Or for example, would it be mitzdarif to a sfeik sfeika if it was a nishar deraisa? That's the case that the Noda Yudah is talking about. Yeah. So you're saying it is a safek, but we treat it like a vadai.
Right.
I
mean, that's
yeah. Yeah, that could be why fail doesn't work. So you're offering a third option, which is that the metzias is a safek, but we treat it as a vadai because of the principle of ein safek motiv der vadai. That is definitely a third option. Okay. Prima Gadim assumes it is a vadai, or at least what you said, it has a din vadai. If you look at the Sifkatan base, he writes, Va'af against that Noda Yudah. Va'af yitam kfeila v'les tam kevan dein iser nifla lagamre. Umiyum ba liyo v'amar sheh. Oh no, different point, sorry, good point. What about if you hold it the second shot in the Rashba? So then is it a safek or a vadai? I would have said it's a vada. So what if Eliel comes and says there's nothing left? So he says then, of course, it would be mutter, but lack of a mitzias. In other words, the point is, no, in other words, you could have thought the second shot is also a suffix. Is it where choshesh that nishar bo mashahu? Or for sure nishar bo mashahu. By kalim, we assume that lo nishar mashahu, right? No, maybe ein agal ba'ochlin means that, right, as opposed to Kalim, where we say for sure everything that was absorbed left. Here we won't say that for sure. So Yesh L'Stapik, but anyway, right? The Lashonos of the Rashba actually, right? His Lashon is Kshenaflu B'Kdeir Acheres Ein Anu Yodin Shenischat Mimena Kol Ha'Iser. Sounds like it might have actually, might have 100% left, but Ein Anu Yodin. And Tshuva, Eif Shalamod Al Iser Balua and Yatsa Mitoch Emav. So I think from the certain Lashonos, you definitely could say, right? The Rabbi Kiva, the Prima Gadol say those Lashonos are assuming like Pshat 1, right? Because if it's Pshat 2, it can't leave. Nimna b'metzias. It's not Ein Anu Yodim. Anu Yodim Shalom Yatsa. Right, but the Pasha Pshat in a lot of those Lashonos are actually against I think the Prima Gadim. Even if it's a second Pshat, it's a Safik. Now, let's talk about for one moment the Machlokas between the Rashba and the Tur. So, the Tur does not like this Rashba. And what exactly are they arguing about? So, you see two pshatim in this. One is in the Darkei Moshe and one is in the Taz. The Darkei Moshe says, what's the makor for the tour against the Rashba? The Gemara. The Gemara says that if you are near Erkisa immediately, so then it's mutter. What do you see? You see that whatever was absorbed left. Right, and especially if you assume, like the first pshat in the Rashba, which is seems also what the Torah assumed, right? That is the pasha pshat in the Rashba, but basically also the first pshat, right? So the first pshat in the Rashba. So you see over there what happened: this piece of meat, the milk landed on it. The piece absorbed the milk, but near v'kis and v'yad, as soon as you saw it, quickly stirred, quickly covered the pot. So the rest of the pot's mutter, but not just that. It's mutter. It's mutter, the Gemara says. So what do you see? You see from the Gemara that which is bolaya, if mixed up, is niflat lagamre. So that's what the Darkei Moshe thinks the raya for the tour is. Now, what would the Rashba say? The Rashba would have to say, that's different because it was miyad. Now, if you hold to the Kamdina Zvart, it's obvious why it's different, because there was no Chalos, Basar B'Chalav yet. There was no Hanan yet. If you hold to the second, If you hold to the first shot, you have to say, still, yeah, taka food is sticky, and it holds on to that which it absorbs, B'chdei Nesin Estam, but it needs a couple seconds to get fully, you know, saturated, absorbed, incorporated, whatever you want to say. And therefore, near V'kisa Miyad, so whatever came in will have left. But the Darkei Moshe says, look, the Pashup Shot, it does actually sound like the Tur. And you could even bring a Raya from the end of the Gemara, because the Gemara says also that if you hold Efsher L'Sochto Mutter, like the Rabbanan, so even if Lo Nir Miyad, right, El L'Acharzman, it says it's Mutter. Pashup Shot means even the piece that it landed on is mutter. Just like in the Reisha, when we talked about if you're near V'kisa Miyad, even if you hold Eshel Sochto Aser, like Rebbe, the piece that it landed on would be mutter. Sounds like, according to the Chachamim, also the piece that it landed on is mutter, even if near Acharkach, which is Mefurish against the Rashba, whichever explanation you give, right? So again, the Rashba would be forced to concede that no, when we say, according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter, if near acharkach, that means everything else is mutter. But of course, the piece that it landed on remains aser li'aylam. Okay, not the end of the world, but that's the sugya where the Tur is coming from in rejecting the Rashba. And again, what it sounds like is it's a machlokas and metzius. The Rashba will give those answers that we gave. The Taz says a little more fancy. The makor for the Rashba is not the Sugyam Kufches, like the Darkei Moshe would have it, but rather, he doesn't like the Darkei Moshe, rather it's the Sugyam Kchal. And he then goes one step further and he says, actually, everything is very meduyuk, because the Torah learns like Tosfos in Kchal, and the Rashba learns like the Rashba in Kchal. Because what's the reason for Kchal? So, if you look at Tosfos on Kufches, where is it? Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. So Tosfos says that the reason why it asers is because of Efshel Sochto Aser. Kuf Amud Beis, thank you. Kuf Amud Beis. Yeah. Yeah, let's look it up. Luckily I brought a chulin. Yeah, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. So, one of the tricky parts of these two Tosfos is the question is how does Tosfos, the Dimas of Akal, relate to Ella? And, you know, one monkey wrench you could throw into the Taz's explanation relates to that. The Tosfos, the Taz sort of assumes that, the easiest way to say it is that Tosfos Vakal assumes like one of the answers, but not all of the answers in Dimas of Ella. Won't get into the complicated details, but what's relevant for us is that Tosfos does say black on white that the reason why it's aser is because Efshel Sochto aser. That's why, and he says even if usually you think Efshel Sochto mutter, here Bedafka, everybody's going to agree Efshel Sochto aser because the Bishul Kal takes place in two stages. The first stage it doesn't leave, and the second stage it does leave, and we're concerned you'll stop in the middle. V'chule v'chule. But one way or the other, Tosfos does say that the basis for Kal is Efshel Sochto Aser, which means that if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, then we will in fact assume that that which absorbs left. And even though it was once Aser, Alts Nesinas Tam, it's Mutter. Laman Damar Efshel Sochto Mutter. Right? That's quite clear from Tosfos. If you don't hold the Efshel Sochto Aser, if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, then even though it was once Aser, Alts Nesinas Tam, then it goes back to being mutter. Great. So that's where the Torah is coming from. Not surprising he's going to assume like the Taisus. And what does the Rashba hold? No. The Rashba over there says that the reason why it's us is because exactly what he says, we're concerned that it wasn't polite everything, all that milk, all that chalav shchuta that's absorbed into it. And therefore, everybody's l'shitaso. So those are two ways to understand the machlokas between the Torah and the Rashba, two possible makoros for the Torah's rejection of the Rashba. So how do we paskin? So if you hold a Chanan by Shari Surin, so then it's not much of a Shaila, like the Shach pointed out, for sure you're going to be Machmir. But based off of, what's that based off of? The simple reading of the Gemara, you know, assuming you don't learn like the Ra'ah, the simple reading of the Gemara on Kuf Chesamid Aleph, which says that if you hold Efshel L'Sochto Aser, maybe you'll say Chanan, maybe not, but there's no way to say Chanan without saying Efshel L'Sochto Aser, at least with the Shari Sur. So therefore, it's pretty pashut that there's not much to talk about if you're an Ashkenazi. But if you're Sfardi, and you think that you don't hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, so then it's a very important question. How do we paskin? So you'll be very confused about this, because it depends what you learn first, Vasa B'chalav or Taroves. Because if you learn Taroves first, so then you will see that the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber paskins, like the Rash begins the tour, and then, but if you learn Semen Tzadi Beis first, you'll see that he seems to, black on white, except the tour against the Rashba. How in the world do we explain that? It's very strange. So there are basically two approaches to how you could deal with this issue. And then within each approach there are a couple of variations. The first approach is to say, Taka, it's a stira. That's the easiest one. You don't have to say any tyrus. It's a stira. That seems to be the approach of the Taz. That's why he's not like really bothered by it. Tzifkat and Yud. It's also the approach of the Gra. If you take a look at the Gra, Tzifkat and Tez Zayin. There's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Is that a problem? Not necessarily. After all, if you recall, we mentioned before that the Beis Yosef told you they're not allowed to paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. And if you look at the Beis Yosef, it's quite clear that he accepts the Rashba. There's no doubt he rejects the Torah. He really doesn't like the Torah. And therefore, so you're right, he's so same in one place like the Torah, but if you want to know his true opinion, it's absolutely clear. And he told you have to paskin from the Beis Yosef. And sometimes Svarim are so same, one way like one opinion, and one way like the other opinion. Like the Mor Nevuchim we referred to last Friday. The Gra writes in, and the Gra writes, here he just notes it, but elsewhere, in a number of places, one place where he's most explicit is in Or HaChaim Simen Resh Nun Gimel, and also in Or HaChaim Simen, this is probably the best one, Taf Tzadi Ches, Sif Katan Dalid. There's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch there, Legabe Muksa. If you look at the Magen Avram, he says a pilpul to be Miyashev. Again, it's a black on white stira, just like here. So he says they're both true, and they're talking about different things and the like, and each one is true b'makomo. And you'll see this a number of places where the Magen Avram will go ahead when he has his stiras in Shulchan Aruch, and he's going to say Torahs to be Miyashev, the stiras. And the Gra says, no, we don't say Torahs. Shulchan Aruch tells you, the Maharav, he says, I'm not making up new shitos when I'm writing Shulchan Aruch. This isn't like a new shita that he invented that's against all the Rishonim. He writes, the Gra writes, this is Tav Tzadi Ches, Dalid. Av she Shulchan Aruch soser l'ma she'amer b'sim en Tav Kuf Tesvav, ein b'zeh klum ki yadua. Ki yadua. I think he means it's not like the Shulchan Aruch overlooked this. He's saying that the derech of this type of sefer is sometimes you'll be so same one way, and sometimes you'll be so same another way. And since the expectation is that you're not going to paskin from here, so then it's not a problem. You'll know what to do by learning the sugya, by paskening from the Beis Yosef, as he says, you should do. And you could write two shitos bestama without being miyashev. Yad Malachi in Klalei Shulchan Aruch quotes from Tshuvas Marikash, a different answer, that taka also against the Magen Avraham, you shouldn't say filpulim to be miyashev stiras, but he says, I don't think we accept this, but the Shulchan Aruch was written when the Beis Yosef was already a very old man, and I don't even want to say it. This is what he writes: Shesefer Shulchan Aruch Chibru Rabbeinu Marenu Rabbi Yosef Karo B'Sof Yamav U'Mepnei Chushaso Nimtzu Bo Dvarim Rabim Shelo Dikdik Bahem. Okay, but. Yeah, so that's why I think we don't accept it. We assume that that's not true. I mean, you have to understand.
Quote Rishonim like, to the max.
I'm sorry?
Does this mean quote Rishonim to the max?
No, I don't think so. I think he's saying, look, people are human. And the fact that he was so same one way in one place and he forgot what he said the other place. So, I don't know what else, you know, it's possible. Better than. In other words, he didn't. I think.
Very dangerous game. That someone's age, all of a sudden we're going to call into question.
We're not going to call into question the things that makes. If we see what seems to be a stira.
Right, so we're going to prefer to say that there was like a mistake on his part rather than. Yeah.
Right. It may he's saying it's more honest than going ahead and saying a pilpul that to be miyashiv.
I'd be more honest, just more dangerous.
That's fine. Anyway, but again, I think if we're going to say that it's a stira. The much better mahalach is to say what I think the Gaon says, which is that this is not, you know, a little surprising, but the Shulchan Aruch should not be seen as a sefer psak. But of course, that's, you know, it's not my chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch himself said that. Yeah. Right. That's part of it. In other words, he's so same like one opinion in one place he likes to make quotations. For example, he loves quoting the Rambam, Lashon HaRambam in the Shulchan Aruch. Here he's quoting the Lashon of the Torah. And he's so saying one way, one place. But again, if you learn the Beis Yosef, certainly in our case, there's no doubt that if you learn the Beis Yosef, you'll have no sfeikos about what his true shita is. Right? That's very easy in our case to say that. But anyway, others do not take that approach. We said the Magen Avraham. In our case, you saw the Shach gives a rather dochak reading of Simon Tzadi Beis in order to make it not Soser. Because again, he takes it's axiomatic that there's not a stira here. So you're forced to say a pshat. If you go ahead and you take a look at the Ber Heitev in Simon Zerbergola, I mean to say, Simon Kovav on Os Gimel, he says, maybe the Mechaber Le'el was at Minat Torah, it's Mutter, because it's not been no same time. And in Simon Kovav, he's talking about Midrabanan Hechmiru Lassar Chaticha, because the Rashba is a Chumra Midrabanan. And other Achronim give other types of answers. The Kresu Plesi says Simon Tzadi Beis is talking about when it was Bolea Me'oso Min, so it's Min B'mino, it's not Aser Min HaTaira, and therefore he's Meiko. Simon Kovav, he's talking about Min B'she'eno Mino, so we're Machmir, because of Deraisa. The Chachmas Adam says Lach B'lach, Kigon Isa, he gives another answer, whatever it is. So those are sort of the two types of answers that you find in the Achronim. Yeah. But again, halacha for us, it's not relevant because for Ashkenazim, the shaila is moot. Okay. Now to get to what we wanted to talk about today. Oh, what time is it? Oh, it's good. I was really nervous about talking about the Shach and the Taz. Luckily, I don't... So here's what we're going to do. Since we don't have time now. No. I don't know what tomorrow. We can't think about tomorrow now. Mi yodaya. We're going to instead look at the Rabbi Akiva Eger and Kofav, who raises a very interesting question. If you didn't see it, it's fine. And consider it together, because it relates to this, and then we'll relate to the issues that we talked about last time. And then maybe we'll get together to talk about the Nekudas HaKasef and that long Taz. So take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simon Kovav. In mine, it's Sifkan Gimel. It's the very long one. And he raises a very interesting question, Lamaisa. This is like one third of the way through, maybe. V'hine imbishlu osa chaticha shetam kveila v'amar deleka botayma imachelos. Right? So you had an iser, a heter, a potato that was boleya iser. And a guy tasted it and says, oh, there's no tam in here. But remember, ledida, right? We hold of chana. After lack of shishim, negata balua, mutter. Even though there's not shishim, negata balua, it's mutter. Daha. L'rashba disavar lei lo aminan chanan v'os en chatichos mitstarfos levatla. Right, you don't have shishim keneged the potato that bala iser. Im kein hacha shetama kveila v'ave shishim v'os en chaticha. So now, the guy tasted this potato before it got mixed into the broccoli, and he said there's no tam nevela in this potato. So presumably there's shishim, right? Yeah, of course there's going to be some remnant of the iser in the potato, but it's obviously less than shishim. It's, at this point it's an iser mashu. Most of it was niflat. So what's the halacha? Mivatel betocha shelo leser achiras. Vafla didan. Dekaimelan chanan. One second. Right? So for the Rashba it's pashat. That will not aser the rest, right? That potato, shabala iser, that now has shishim keneged the iser, will not aser the rest. Because, how could it? But what about us? We paskin chanan. So we paskin that that chaticha is a chaticha as nevela. So you'll need shishim kenegdo. If you don't have shishim kenegdo, it's going to be aser. Mikol makom, efshar lahatir behefsid meruba, the lifsoch al das taz, the long taz. What does the long taz hold? Demashu eno mispashet me hachaticha. Now, we're not going to talk about how he knows that this is the view of the taz. I think it's very compelling. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Prima Gadim both assume that the taz must hold that a mashu doesn't leave. And I can't really think of another way to explain the taz. Taz doesn't say this. They prove it from cheshbon. They prove for cheshbon there's no way to understand the taz except if you hold that the taz maintains that when you have a mashu balua, it's not niflat even when cooked with other things. So he acknowledges that the Shas definitely does not hold that. That's clear. Right? The way that these Achronim learn the Machlokas over there between the Taz and the Nekudas HaKasef, they're arguing about this point, basically, which is, do we see a Mashu Shenivlas Niflat? So, can you rely on the Taz against the Shas? He says, yeah, Hefsid Merubai thinks you could rely on the Taz. So that's going to be very relevant here. You could be Somech Hefsid Merubai on the Taz. Demashu Eno Mispashet Me'achaticha. So why does that help us? Because even though we hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, but we only hold of Hanan where the Isser Atzmo could go. Right? We hold of the principle of Ein HaNasar, Oser B'makom Shisser Atzmo Ein Yachol Eilich Sham. Tosfos proved it on Tzadi Zayin, even if you hold of Hanan. So now, since this is an Isser Mashu, I know because the guy tasted the potato, and I know that the Mashu isn't going to leave, so then it can't Asher the rest of the pieces Al Tzchanan. Because ein hanesar oser b'makom sheser atzmo ein yochel leilich sham. What a gevalda gevart! Tremendous. Ein tzarich klal levatlo. So memeli, you don't need to be mevatlo at all. You don't need shishim. You don't even need rope. V'chein hu lehadi b'rashba. Who holds this idea that the taz, it's taz that make it up, that an iser mashu doesn't leave? You know who held of it? The Rashba in chidushim daf kuf amud aleph, Tarsa Bias. Right over there, Yud Ches Manav. That's very good that Mermelstein isn't here today, because he vehemently disagreed with my reading of the Rashba, which turned out to be Rabbi Kivager's reading of the Rashba. Now he disagreed for very good reason, based off of the Mashmaus in the Mishmer Sabayis. But I think even he agreed that the simple reading of the Rashba and Chidushim and Tor Sabayis Aruch was, as Rabbi Akiva Eger is reading it, that the mashu that's absorbed does not leave. And that's the way Rabbi Akiva Eger reads it, just like the Taz. The Ladas Rabbeinu Ephraim, Eno Yotzei Mechaticha. Right? What do you mean, Ladas Rabbeinu Ephraim? Because Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. Great, but one second, the mashu Shabala will be Niflat, it'll answer the rest anyway, right? And the Gemara Daf Kuf, because we're talking about min b'mino in both cases, it absorbed a mashu, it will be poly to mashu, what difference does it make? So the Rashba explains the reason for that, why doesn't it answer the final tarogas b'mashu, is because that which was boleya, it doesn't leave. V'imkein, after kaim elam chanan, mikol makom, kem dein mashu mispashit l'chutz, v'meila harotiv mutter, dein anesa yachol asor, v'af de'anan lo samchina nakfeila. Okay. But maybe we don't trust the guy who said there was no tam. Maybe whatever. Good. Uvikra divrei ataz. Kach mevor b'divrei Rashba, as he noted, b'shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim, the sabar le'delor minan chanan. Al korcha chadim atzinu sham demeshani b'lo kidim v'silko v'silek esmino k'moshe eino v'chulei. Einu d'im lo nivla el amashuhu lo hayatzarach levata labalua. De'enu yachol ispashe klal l'chutz. U'mashu chiyach Rabbeinu Ephraim meyach sugya. So there now we have a big problem. This is the Raz Kasha on the Rashba, right? Who else learned the Rashba like Rabbi Akiva Eger? Rav. So yeah, okay. But anyway, so what was the Raz Kasha? If you're right that nothing left, you have no proof for Hanan. And Rabbeinu Ephraim, we know, thought that the Gemara in Daf Kuf was his proof. That's his big gun. But if nothing left, then even if you held of Hanan, it's not going to answer the rest. That was the Raz Kasha. So what's the answer? So you could say, the Rashba never meant it. Right? And he changed his mind, or he clarified in Mishnah Sabayis, right? But there's a much better answer. Must be that the Rashba denies Ein and Asar. In other words, if you hold of Hanan, so you don't hold of Ein and Asar. Right? Even, and this is not surprising, because the Rashba Taka says this by Basar B'chalav at the very least on Daf Kof Ches. The Rashba says, like Rashi, like Ramban, that if it's Boleya, right, if the piece on top where the milk landed will osser the rest of the pot, even if lo nir v'lo kisa, if you hold of Hanan, and even if it's not pole chalav, but it's pole tam basar, because that tam basar is chananified. Right? In other words, the Rashba does not hold of Einan. That's Toisus is Chiddush. The Rashba doesn't hold it. And then, if you say that's true, so then the Raz Kash isn't a Kasha. Now you'll say, 1 second, how could you not hold of Ein HaNesar? Tosfos proves it. Tosfos shows you that if you hold of Hanan, there's no choice but to hold of Ein HaNesar. Otherwise, how do you deal with Klipa? And how do you deal with Melicha? So it's not Mukhrach. The Ran also rejects Ein HaNesar, and he holds of Hanan. He answers all those questions based off of his theory of Bas B'chalav, Hanan by Shari Surim being modeled after Bas B'chalav, Midir Abanan, fine. So, we have such shitos. We have shitos that hold of Hanan that reject Ein HaNesar. So maybe the Rashba is of that opinion. It's not a kasha. But, the Kiviger says, hold your horses. After Savarle, this Kiviger is so beautiful. It's mamish. It gives you chizuk. It gives you chizuk. So mikol makom Hanan after saver le demashu in yachol spashi mikol makom ilu hayadin de Hanan haya oser the lo saver le lahad ena nes are yachol aser. Good, that's what we just said. The gam rabbeinu tam shetir it's mashu lo nas in avela. He says 1 second. If this is right, so why does rabbeinu tam have to come on to the fact that mashu lo nas in avela, right? The reason why, maybe Mashu does nas in Avela, the reason why it doesn't answer the rest of the pot, if Loki Beltam, is because Mashu is not Niflat. So then he says, you're forced to say that Rabbeinu Tam also doesn't hold of Ein HaNesar. There's a whole Tosfos, according to the Taz. Both Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam don't hold of Ein HaNesar, because Rabbeinu Tam answers the Kasha by saying, you don't take Hanan by Mashu. And Rabbeinu Ephraim proves from here, you don't take Hanan by Shari Surin. So both of them must, according to this cheshbon, must hold, reject Ein HaNesar. But he says, Amnam b'emes, kasha adavar, d'rabbeinu tam v'enu fayim lo yisperu lahid Ein HaNesar. How could you say that? How could you say that? First of all, it's fair. I mean, one tesis is just a couple of daf later. But besides that, it's impossible.
Taz is explicitly in Chishin, in most cases.
We'll get to the Taz.
That's the Duke and Rukhid is given. Has said that you require Shishin even in the case of Mashu, which note clearly means Hanan, even in the case of where the Mashu isn't Pinyotze. The beginning was proving double Raya.
Okay, we'll get to that. Maybe. The Taz's Shishim is one of the most mysterious things in the world, at least according to me. Rabbi has an explanation, though. He's going to say it in the next Chabura. I'm not giving the next Chabura. It's going to be Rabbi explaining the Shishim. So how could you say that? First of all, Tosfos proved it by Kfila. And then he says, Mashatir Tzaran? But that's clearly not true for Tosfos. How do I know Tosfos doesn't hold to the Ran? This very Tosfos, because he holds Staraisa. So the Ran can't be the Pshat in Tosfos. So therefore this can't be right. And then he says, you have to say different Pshat. And why you don't say, why is it, and all right, I guess we're out of time, you can read it yourselves. But that's the question. So, with that in mind, what are we going to do next? So, I think we're ready to go on. If maybe we'll talk about a little in Chabura, the Taz and the Shach, and what they're arguing about. It's very, very interesting. A lot of important things come out, but I think in Seder, once you finish, you know, the two Sifim and Sadi Gimel, Sadi Beis and Simon Kovav entirely, it's time to go on, which brings us back to Simon Sadi Ches, Sif Dalet. So obviously we won't have any Mechor Buras till after Rosh Hashanah. Figure out when we'll have the next one. I don't know yet, but you know, when you feel saturated with Hanan, so then we should start getting ready to move on pretty quickly. Okay. How do you turn this thing off?
It's unbelievable. It's like on off. That's it. From two options. And just.